Welcome to the Sloppy Slop from the makers of the Sloppy Sorting Hat. This is a podcast where we talk Big Brother season 23 with a Harry Potter twist. And I am seriously excited to talk about this week of BB. So let's go. I'm Michelle.
I'm Danny.
I'm Adam with 18,000 BB bucks.
And I'm Amanda.
We tried to evict Adam, but he got the buyback. He won the buyback competition. He's back for one more week. So thanks again, Adam.
That's what you get for conspiring against me.
Before we get sloppy, I do have one question. Danny, may I call you Big D?
I'd prefer you to call me Baby D.
All right, Baby D it is.
No, I'll go with both, big or baby, whatever you want to call me.
All right, great.
We'll unpack that more in a minute. But first, we need to get sloppy.
But first, bottoms up.
I'll start us off. I'm drinking vodka. Michelle, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking White Claw iced tea, lemon flavored. I have nothing else to say about it. Baby D, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking the Sibling Revelry Favorite Sister.
Oh,
which Adam drank on an earlier episode. I don't think you were there, Amanda. I think that's when he was stepping in for you.
Aww. Who is your favorite sister?
Who is being drunk right now?
What? My favorite sister? It's me. I'm the favorite sister.
Obviously.
What a cop-out.
It's pretty good. And I love Sibling Revelry because on the cans it says, for family, for fun.
Fur family fur fun?
No, fur family fur fun, like what we do here.
Okay. This having is fun.
Amanda, what are you drinking?
I'm actually drinking beer today. I'm drinking Haze Jude from Platform.
Haze Jude.
Yeah, love the song. I love the hazy IPAs, so I'm enjoying it.
Isn't it pronounced Hazy Jude?
No.
No, it's Haze Jude.
It depends on how drunk you are. Now.
I like Hazy Jude, though, too.
Hazy Jude, don't get me drunk. No, that's not good.
No.
No, I wanted to get me drunk. It's the whole point.
I know, that was a terrible song. All right. Hey, everybody. It's time for the Potion of Veto competition.
I don't expect many of you to appreciate the subtle science and exact art that is Potion of Veto.
During the segment, one of us will win the coveted Potion of Veto. The winner can then veto any head of house nomination. To determine the winner, we will have a little competition based on our drink choices for tonight. But first, we need to bet on who we think is going to win.
Oh.
How many BB bucks do we each have?
I have 18,000. I think I already made that very clear.
We could just randomize who gets to go.
Okay. Danny, you're first.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I'm going to vote that Misha's going to win this one. I mean, I'm going to bet that Misha's going to win this one.
All right. I'm up next. And I'm going to choose Amanda.
Oh, fun.
Adam, who do you think is going to win?
I think that Danny's going to win this competition because I'm not sure I'm allowed to vote for my bet on myself because I never have before.
And then Amanda, unfortunately, you can only pick Adam.
Okay. Sorry, I was confused. I thought I had to pick you, Michelle. Who picked you, Danny?
Danny did.
Okay, Adam. I'd pick Adam. He's drinking vodka, so if I get the highest proof, then I'm good to go.
Or okay. If he's drinking from a straw.
I don't think that's one of them.
It's not.
So
we don't know.
So just like in Big Brother this week for the veto derby, if you're the person you bet on to win wins, you get a veto too.
Woo! Yay. Oh my gosh, I love this, guys.
So then we might have two vetoes. Actually, we will definitely have two vetoes because there's four of us. Okay. Mish, what's the competition tonight?
Tonight the competition is the lowest proof.
Well, shit. It's Mish.
I have 5%. I'm at 6%.
7.5.
Oh,
my vodka nice. Is very diluted. It's basically water.
Well, I gave it on half, so. Oh, I had a feeling it was going to be lowest proof, and that's why I picked Mish.
Yes!
Did you, though?
Yeah, dude. I did.
I thought it was going to be
right, so Mish and Danny.
I finally won, but the feeling, it's, I don't know, I feel kind of hollow about it.
Well, I'm excited about too. It.
Is it because your BFF Jose's not here?
Is it because it was the lowest proof, and that's kind of shameful?
Is it
yeah, it's definitely that, and also it's like I got to share it with Danny, so it's almost like I didn't even win.
Yeah, I'm just going to veto your veto. Let's see. 100%. We'll find out later.
She gets to go second, so she's basically just going to cancel you out. At least you didn't throw it.
No, Michelle will get to go second because she actually won the veto. I got the other one. Kylan had to go first, so I'll have to go first. So Michelle can veto my veto.
This is all very confusing. Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on, guys. Let's get into the head of house nomination sorting ceremony.
This is a nomination ceremony. It is my responsibility as the head of house to
place the sorting hat on your head and you will be sorted into your houses.
Each of us has been assigned a Hogwarts house for the week and we'll sort one Big Brother 23 house guest into that house. I will actually go first. So I have the Ravenclaw of the week. I originally was going to vote Alyssa to be Ravenclaw or put Alyssa into Ravenclaw. But then the episode tonight just started brewing more. And so I'm putting DX into Ravenclaw. I think he's really good at this game because I just have a lot of questions, but we'll get to that with the professor segment. But I think that he's figuring out the cookout, which is good. And very smart of him. I think that he's very smart for saying that Brittany is a good shield, that they should actually vote out DF. And I just think that he's really smart. But I know that everyone's like now targeting him because they know how good he is as a player. So I'm sad. But that's why I'm putting DX into Ravenclaw.
Yeah, the only thing against him is that he told people that he won $100 and that was dumb.
And he told them that he was going to use it to get the coup d'etat power in the third week. So, more done.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, that must have been in the feeds. I didn't see that.
So, but here's to cheers that he does it.
Yeah.
Oh, for
I'm
sure.
Hoping, I'm hoping it happens.
Yeah. Me too.
You go, DX.
Oh, guys. I think he's going to be targeted next week, and I'm really sad about
he
it.
He could win the veto as long as they don't backdoor him. We'll see.
But still, I know. I'm sad. All right, Danny, why don't you go next with Slytherin?
Sure. All right, this week, the Slytherin of the week is Derek F. I think that he was a super cunning pawn because he had this whole scheme to, like, have everyone think he's a target when he knew he was a pawn. And he was actually pretty convincing about it. But, like, why did he keep lying to Ozla and Brittany? I don't understand that part of the scheme. Because it just, like, put a bigger target on their back as they attempted to, like, throw and win the veto. It was all kind of a mess for, like, the former Jokers. But also because he just keeps calling women bitches and he just wants to evict women every week. And I'm just not here for it. So I'm putting him as a Slytherin.
Yeah, he did mention that he didn't want Brittany and Ozza to get super emotional about it. So that's why he was doing that. But I feel like they got more emotional about it. I don't know. I was really confused by that.
Definitely more emotional if they think that he's actually a target. If he had just said, hey, guys, I know I'm a pawn, they would have been like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that on the feeds he said he wants them to get their amount of emotional because if they aren't emotional, then it would throw people off on what's going on.
Oh,
I don't think it mattered. I really don't think it mattered for him to pretend he was a pawn. Or pretend he was the target. I thought it was weird, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I thought he was very schemey this week. I think that it actually, that whole scheme made Ozza's and Kai's relationship, like, really bad. So I'm interested to see how that, if that mends or not, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most actual gaming he's done all season, so good for him.
That's true. And he did it well. It just didn't seem necessary to me.
Yeah.
But, oh well. Okay, who wants to go next? Adam, Gryffindor?
All right. So, you guys know how brave you have to be with Gryffindor. So this week's Gryffindor of the Week is Kylan, because how brave is it to piss off half the house when you're HOH and aren't safe next week? So you win the HOH by keeping your closest ally safe, but you piss off the person who thinks you agreed to throw it to her. You nominate your previous ally, pissing her off and another member of your core alliance, and then you throw the veto so obviously in front of everyone else in the house just so you could take her off the block when she could have taken herself off instead. But guess what? She's not going to forget that you nominated her, so you just made another enemy. And then you pissed off two more teammates in your core alliance by taking out their third and backdooring her. So out of the 10 people in the house, other than you this week, you pissed off at least 5 really badly. But hey, house guests have a short memory most of the time, so we'll see how it plays out. But I'm going to guess he's not getting Brittany's vote and jury.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely not getting Brittany's vote and jury. He definitely pissed a lot of people off. I was thinking the same thing, but I also don't know if he's going to be in that much trouble since, you know, the cookout seems to be going strong. But, yeah. You know, he might be at the bottom of the cookout, and that's no good for him.
Hey, but like I said, short-term memories. You got to move on from week to week, and Sarah B is HOH this week, so pretty sure he's not going out the door unless that roulette wheel lands on his name.
Yeah, oh, God, sure. That would be so crazy.
I heard that he had, like, these crazy meetings with every house guest, like, God. All the time. Yeah.
And, he can talk for 20 hours a day. That's a Gryffindor thing. You can talk and talk and talk and talk.
I don't agree with that because I'm Gryffindor and I hate talking. So
yeah, he was like doing meetings until like 5 in the morning. Like, that's some reckless shit. Like, you need sleep, dude.
Yeah, I would be so pissed if I were in that house. I'm like, you're not talking to me right now. You're talking to me later when I'm awake and I've gotten sleep. Because what are those people saying with like no sleep? They're probably just like, I don't know, not playing their best game with like 2 hours of sleep, you know?
Also, yeah, you can stay until 5 in the morning when you haven't had alcohol.
I definitely can't. I can't even when I do have alcohol.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how it plays out. So, Mish, who's your Hufflepuff?
Yeah, for Hufflepuff, I'm going to put my girl Azza in Hufflepuff this week. For throwing the veto for her friend, but not just for throwing the veto to her friend, but doing it badly. Because I feel like maybe throwing the veto to your friend but doing it with like a plan or a real strategy might be more of a Ravenclaw move. But just putting some shit down your pants and then taking it out and throwing it at your friend all wild, that's kind of more of a Hufflepuff move. And obviously it didn't work, which again is definitely more Hufflepuff. So yeah, I think for that non-plan, but you know, loyal brilliance, Azza deserves to be in Babe House.
Yes. I get it. It is crazy how often Hufflepuffs pull stuff out of their pants.
Yeah. It's a no.
Like all the time.
Thing. Yeah.
It's like they're a kangaroo with a little pocket down there.
Plus, Oz is a babe, so.
True.
I'll give that to her. I like Azza. I think she's just a little bit too emotional. But I like
for sure.
Her. I mean, she has a really good heart, and I love that. And I don't think it's going to help her in the game, but.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think
I don't think as a person Azza is too emotional. I just think for this game she's too emotional.
Right. Yeah.
Or she's just like wearing it on her sleeve, like here I am.
I think that Azza is lucky that the cookout is a thing. Because I think if the cookout weren't a thing that she weren't a part of it, she would have tanked her game by now, but she's lucky to be protected by the majority alliance.
Yeah.
If not the majority alliance, the alliance is running the house since they actually were never in the majority, but them and their associates all kind of were, right? So right. I think if that weren't a thing, she'd have sunk her game by now. So
yeah,
she's kind of lucked out a little bit.
Definitely. But yeah, I think somebody said that Kylan was at the bottom of the cookout. And I just want to note that I think that everybody in the cookout is at the bottom of the cookout.
It all depends on who wins the HOH.
Absolutely.
They all
right,
have a different pecking order.
Yeah, they definitely do. Like they all have somebody in the cookout that they aren't tight with. So
except there's one person who never falls to the bottom, but we'll get in that with our keepers.
Yes, we will.
Oh, well, everybody's going for X this week.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm not.
I'm not either.
All right, well, it is now time for the veto ceremony, and we got 2 vetoes this week, baby. So Baby D, I believe you get to play yours first.
Yes. I am going to veto the Ravenclaw of the Week, Mando.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. God damn it.
I'm actually going to give the Ravenclaw of the Week to Xavier. Because he lost his main man, Christian, and he was smart enough to just, like, pick up Alyssa and take her under his wing real quick so that he has an associate outside of the cookout. And she's been, like, going back to him, and, like nobody was talking to her all week, even though she had a veto, but they would go to Xavier to talk to her. And so I think that was really smart. I know that he, like, has a thing for her anyway, but I think that he played it really well. Like, Christian's gone. Just come over here. Come to me.
I will say yes, but they have been cuddling, so.
I know. It's
he has a thing for her, but, like, Christian just left, who they were in a showman, so.
It would not be the first boy. Time. Would not be the first time that a house guest was in two different showmances in the same season.
Not even close to the first time, yeah. I think this is really true. I do think that that was a really smart move by him to fold in Alyssa when everybody else is basically ignoring her.
Yeah,
and everybody is. Everybody in the entire house is. And they, like, other people should have picked her up.
Yeah. But what does that say for Alyssa? Her number one ally just went out the door and, hey, no one's looking at you. You have, like, six people in a big alliance against five others of you on the outskirts, and no one's even looking at you or throwing your name out there as, oh yeah, we should even, you know, put her up there.
Yeah, that's, I mean, Kylan did think about it a little bit, but it's nice. I think that other people should have brought her into the alliance, but I'm glad that Xavier took her in.
Yeah,
to his house.
He would take her in regardless.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So rumor has it we have another veto.
So I also have the power of veto as the actual veto winner and not the person who glommed on. And I have decided to use the power of veto on Adam. So I just can't, you made a really good argument, but I can't let Kylan stand as the Gryffindor of the week because of the way that he did his renomination. So if you guys recall, and you probably should because it was, you know, it wasn't that long ago, unless you guys have the memory of a goldfish. He was like, I have the power to veto him. I'm going to use the veto to take off Claire. And he did that all, like, you know, normal, booming kind of Kylan voice. And then it's like, and now I got to renominate someone else. And it's Brittany, sorry.
Yeah. That was weird.
Okay.
It was so weird.
It was like the most cowardly renom I've ever seen.
Did you see him flop on the couch afterwards, though? He went to the, what is that called, where the little couch part extends out? The chase. He went to that chase. He flopped down there, propped his feet. He's like, okay, go, Alyssa.
I noticed that too, actually. Yeah.
I saw that. What too, a but Gryffindor I'm just saying. Move. No, it doesn't really. I'm not going to change my mind. I don't think that he's the Gryffindor. I actually am going to put DX as the Gryffindor, and that's because he basically straight up to Tiffany was like, hey, there any more white man in this house? Yeah. And I don't know why, but that just feels to me like very reckless. Like, if you're actually kind of figuring this out, DX,
why would
he
ask?
Maybe don't actually ask her. And also the stuff you guys pointed out earlier where he's like, I want 100 bucks. I'm gonna buy the coup d'etat. Like, shut up, DX. Like, you're not doing yourself any favors running your mouth like
that. Well, and they have left out of the feeds, though, that there is an alliance between DX and Claire and Tiffany and I think Kylan and Hannah as a five alliance.
Yeah.
So maybe he's leaning into that's the group that he thinks that he's the closest with, which they clearly are not.
Right.
Yeah, like, he's closest with them. They're not, like, Kylan and Tiffany are not closest with him and Hannah, obviously, which sucks.
I will say, I think Hannah would, I think Hannah
I love would those
be
five.
The first one to turn out on the cookout before DX if it comes down to it. I think that one wouldn't surprise me as much.
No, I agree with that. I think she's the most likely to flip on the cookout. I don't think she's going to. I think she's most likely to.
I also think DX is probably one of the most likely to make it into the top six with the five members of the cookout. So that makes that position a little bit more likely.
Yeah, oh, I hope so.
Next up is the segment called Who's Your Keeper?
Keepers need to be quick, agile.
I like my chances.
And this is where we talk about like who our favorite is or who we want to keep around for a week, who we think is going to do well, and all that. So, Adam, why don't you go first?
All right. I'm going to go with my tradition of flipping my vote every single time we do this competition. And
it's not
today,
a competition. It's just a, everything is just a discussion. It's just
everything a discussion. Is a competition. And I'm going with Xavier because he is the only person in the cookout that people aren't really looking at as bottom of the totem pole. No matter what side you look at it, he's sitting pretty. SB is not going to nominate him. The other girl isn't going to nominate him. They're good.
Carla? You mean Carla?
No. Claire's the one that might nominate him.
the other girl.
Alyssa,
that's the one. She's not going to nominate
forgettable.
Him. So basically, the only person that's potentially targeting him is Claire and DX. And honestly, I don't think he's too high on their list either. So he's sitting pretty, and he's maybe playing the best game in the house at this point. I think if he gets to the final two, him and Tiffany are going to have great arguments against each other. Hey, Mish, who's your keeper?
I'm going to jump straight on that bandwagon because I totally agree with you. X is, I think, probably playing the best game in the house, despite the fact that he's like kind of a comp beast and like, when, you know, like obviously a strong guy. No one's really looking at him. No one's saying his name except for Carla, you know, and when Carla said his name, it was almost her downfall. So, I mean, that's the power of X, is like if anybody even thinks about saying his name, they're on the block. He's barely lifting a finger, honestly. It's very impressive. So I honestly think that he has a really good shot to win this whole thing at this point.
Oh, man.
Hands down.
Oh, man. I don't think I listened to any of that besides the Carla portion.
I feel like I'm full of room of Hufflepuffs.
Baby D, who's your keeper?
You know, I agree that X is playing the best game, but the people that I want to keep this week, because I can't pick, are DX and Claire, because I am very nervous for them this week. And I love DX, and I love Claire, and together they have been, like, figuring things out. And I just want them to stay this week. I hope the SB doesn't target them, but she probably will. So I hope one of them stays or both of them stay.
Yeah, I say give SB a little more faith.
She'll probably go after Hannah. I forgot that she didn't like Hannah. So yeah,
she's probably going to go after Hannah. She just needs to put Hannah and, like, you know, Big D on the block together. That's probably what she needs to do.
I think
hopefully Kyle doesn't talk her out of it.
I think there's enough people in the house that SB just has very limited interactions with that she has so many options.
She does, but if she puts Claire, Derek, X on the if they even touch the block on eviction night, they're gone. So it has to be, and I mean, I don't mean this in a racist way. I just mean it in a strategic way. It has to be two black people on the block for Sarah Beth to actually do something that's going to benefit her game, but she probably doesn't know that.
Yeah, and Kylan's going to talk her out of making that happen.
Yeah.
I honestly think the easy route would be Azza and DF because they are so close.
That's true.
So maybe she'll do that.
I guess we'll see. We'll know in a few hours.
Amanda, who's your keeper?
Adam's going to stay up all night to find out who's on the block.
He has a heart out at 10, but he's going to stay up all night.
I'm on the same page as Danny this week. So I was like, I originally have DX to keep, but then I also was thinking Claire. I actually really love how close they're getting right now. And I love that they're both starting to figure out the cookout. I think that they would make a good team together. Obviously I like DX and Hannah, but you know, DX needs to do what he needs to do to stay in the game. Yeah, and I'm also very worried for them. I'm very worried for DX. I think that he knows that he's going to be targeted next week, and he's figuring out the cookout, and he realizes that his days are limited, but hopefully this high roller thing helps him out. So I think I'm more DX than Claire, but I would like to keep them both.
Yeah, I think DX has more potential to go home, so that makes sense.
He's just I think he's just the better player, so the better target to get out.
Yeah.
I just want the cookout to take it DX so that he can stay with them. But I know that's not the point of the cookout, so.
Are we moving on to the Ask the BB Professors? Because I do have some questions. So for this segment, it's called Ask the Big Brother Professor. So for all the newbies, which in this case, it's just me for tonight, I get to ask the BB professors, all of the OG Big Brother watchers here, some questions that I have because the show is just very confusing. But before I can ask them, I have to call them sir or professors. So I do have a couple questions. So one is, I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask a question and then I'm going to try to answer it and you guys can tell me if I'm right or wrong. So why are they wearing sunglasses all the time?
Excuse me.
Oh, you sorry. Are wrong. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh my God, so I forgot. Wrong. Dear professors.
Almost had a spit take.
Why are they wearing sunglasses all the time? And I'm assuming it's because of all the bright lights for filming purposes.
I think it's so that the people can't read their emotions.
It's a combination of both.
Like playing poker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay. You know, next time I play poker, I'm going to wear sunglasses.
If you wear your sunglasses too often, people will talk like about that though. That person's always wearing their sunglasses, that you can't trust that you can read them. But it is the lights as well, Amanda. You're not wrong. So,
okay.
Yeah.
But actually, we said it was a twofer. It really is a threefer because there is an unwritten agreement in the house where house guests really actually like staring at themselves more than other people. So if your people you're talking to are wearing sunglasses, you can just stare at yourself the whole time instead of having to talk to them.
Oh,
he's not wrong.
You know, it's actually a fourfer because they're not allowed to take naps in the house. And if you have sunglasses on, the BB people might not be able to tell, like production.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Yeah.
And it's actually a fiver if you think about it, because like every day they get those like drops from the eye doctor that make their eyes
kidding.
Like gets your pupils all big and you have to protect your eyes from light.
They dilate their eyes.
They dilate their eyes like every yeah, they have their eyes checked like
oh
every
my
day.
God.
Okay, the
fiver
is not correct, but everything else is.
No, the napping it has to be.
It is.
No,
oh,
that
no
napping
one.
Is correct.
New
You're not
world.
Allowed to nap during the day.
Last DF naps seasons. All the time.
That's
yeah,
why he wears sunglasses.
Yeah.
No, that's a newer rule. It wasn't a rule up until like a few years ago, I think.
Before Over the Top, that was the first time they had the rule for it. And then they were like, oh yeah, this works out great because we get more action on our feeds. And so let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see why.
It's a rule that they let them bend.
Sometimes.
With some frequency.
Yeah.
I think there was one where Sarah Beth, like production called out Sarah Beth and she's like, I'm not napping. I'm just resting my eyes or something.
That would literally be my slogan if I was in the house.
Me too.
That's my slogan in my own house.
Yeah, me too. When I'm on the couch watching a movie.
That was Dad would say that every time. You guys remember that? Where he'd be like, Dad, don't fall asleep. And he'd be like, I'm just resting my eyes.
Yeah, except that where you get snored like super loud.
He's like, oh, are you resting? Are you not resting your vocal cords? Because you're snoring like hella loud.
Hella.
Amanda, do you have any other questions?
Oh, yes. So I just have like a general discussion, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For
who are you addressing?
Oh, sorry. Professors. Hello, professors.
Yes,
Miss Davey. Okay. It's a general discussion. This one, I just have like these alliances are just so weird for me. Like the cookout especially is very weird. I would assume that you want to be in alliance with people that you like. And I feel like the cookout, just a lot of them don't like each other. And
you know what? Adam will have a lot to say about this.
I do. We actually had this conversation during a commercial break.
And I just want to point out that I do understand the point of the mm-hmm. Cookout Alliance with being people of color. And I love that. And I'm rooting
it's
for them.
It's not really people of color. It's black people.
Okay. Black. Okay. Yeah. Black people.
Derek X is a person of color. Right.
So is Alyssa.
And Alyssa is a person of color. Yeah.
Okay. So yes, black people. And I get that. And I love that. And I'm rooting for them, but like Tiffany doesn't have a good relationship with DF. I feel like Azza hates Kylan. And Tiffany doesn't really get along with Azza. And it's just like, how are you in an alliance with these people if you don't
like them. And I just, that has to be hard for them, but I understand the reason why they're doing it as a whole. Yeah. But I just want to know, like, in the past, has there been an alliance where people didn't like each other, kind of like the cookout? And yes. Did it work out for them? Like, what happened?
Adam, so, I do want to say first that clearly loyalty is number one to them. Mm-hmm. And I think that is above all more important than actually liking each other. And they have done an amazing job. They have really done just incredible work in this house.
Yeah.
So the fact that they don't like each other, but they are still loyal to each other, I think speaks volumes to this alliance as a whole. There has not been many alliances where they don't actually all get along.
Usually what happens is if the people that don't get along are out the door weeks before the rest of the big alliance. But I will say what I'm very excited for is, like, the number one important thing when you're an alliance is being trustworthy and being able to vote the way that you say you're going to vote with your alliance. And that's what they've done every single week. So props to them for that. It is going to be so exciting when inevitably there's a number of them inside of the top positions, however many is, whether it's six or five or four, whatever they actually make it to as a group, because they are going to be so down each other's throats, and it's going to be so entertaining because, like you said, they don't exactly see eye to eye. So it will be a lot really fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I really appreciate the loyalty, and I know the message that they're trying to send. I really like that, and I'm rooting for them. I just know that it must be hard for them to, you know, the game's already hard.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's probably, like, they've even talked about how hard it is to, like, know that their other number one, like, their associate is, like being talked about to be on the block, and how they have to talk about putting them, getting them out and everything, and like that's got to be really difficult. And I know a couple of them have been like, cookout is number one, but if that wasn't part of the season, I would be playing differently. Like, like some of these people I'm very close with, and I do think they think about that. But
right,
I do really enjoy this alliance, and I think they're doing a great job.
I absolutely enjoy it. I think it makes it so entertaining. There was a point this evening when Justin was watching Big Brother with me. Well, he was playing a video game, but I was like, oh no, Brittany's gonna go home. And I was like really sad, and I started tearing up because, you know, I really love Brittany, and I'm sad to see her go. She really was like just so fun in the house. And he's like, well, how do you know that she's gonna go? And I was like, because I literally just said, because the cookout votes are against her and she's gonna go home. And he had no idea what I was talking about, obviously, because he doesn't watch the show. But I knew that all the cookout members were going to vote against Brittany because, you know, DF was on the block. However, Azza did not. Azza voted for DF.
Yeah, and I think at first I thought maybe that was a hinky, but I think it was just she knew that Brittany was going and she wanted to throw a vote
actually, for Brittany. Fun fact, Derek F. told her she had to vote for him, or she had to vote for him to leave right after the veto, because we watched the live feeds for that afterwards.
Oh, okay.
He's like, you have to vote for her the second she left the room. Like, you can't not vote for her.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just kind of nice to get.
And did he say go into the diary room and say aye to e-vote?
He did not.
Because I missed that this week.
Yeah. Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah. To add on this question, like, I would much rather watch, if an alliance is going to dominate the game, I would rather watch a dysfunctional alliance that argues all the time dominate 100%. The game, the one that gets along the entire time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's way more entertaining.
Absolutely. And I mean, to be fair, we did see other alliances already this season that went against each other super fast. So, I mean, typically they don't always get along. And also, they always have to turn on each other no matter what.
Right. But this alliance, I just feel like, is like so strong and just like they're so loyal to each other. And I love that. And I want them to like all get along. Like, it actually kind of hurts me when they're not getting along.
I mean, I'm here for them not getting. I agree with that. I'm like, normally I don't like the dominant alliance because it makes the season boring. And I still, to a certain extent, I'm like, well, I'd like to see things shake up. Like, I'm glad that Sarah Beth won head of house so that they have to maybe like play the game a little bit harder to make sure none of their people end up on the block or end up going home, I should say, this week. One of them could be on the block and they'd be fine. But yeah, I would rather see a dysfunctional dominant alliance just because it just is more drama and it's more fun.
Yeah.
And I hope they all realize it's a game and they can still be friends afterward, even if they get in some fights.
Right.
You know, in the later half of the game.
I just want to piggyback off that comment, Michelle, that Brittany had such a good attitude going into that interview after she was evicted.
For sure.
Love that. And just good for her.
She's just a good person all around.
I'm also really sad to see Brittany go.
I'm going to miss her raps.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed the raps. I thought she was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I was, I thought about when I vetoed Kylan as Gryffindor, I thought about putting Brittany as the Gryffindor for just having the courage to go up there and spit like that, because, like, I would not have that kind of.
Wow. So you just knew you were going to veto me.
as soon as you didn't put one of those two as Gryffindor, I knew I was going to veto you.
I feel personally offended.
Honestly, as soon as you said Kylan, because, like, when we were watching the episode, and Kylan was like, and Brittany, you're going to the book, I, like, turned to Jim, and I was like, that's, like, the most cowardly Reno I've ever seen. So, like, when you said Kylan's my Gryffindor, I was like, oh, hell no. I'm vetoing that.
Have you ever heard about the Cowardly Lion?
I've heard about him.
And he's not Gryffindor? A Gryffindor. Gryffindor. He does get the bravery thing at the end, right?
And he's a lion.
Not all lions are in Gryffindor. That's discriminatory.
Have you ever met a lion that wasn't?
You're being racialist.
I'm pretty sure it's speciest.
Specious.
That's true.
It's specious.
I love that.
Spacious.
Anyway, do you have any other questions?
No, those are my only two. I just think that this game is getting really interesting, and I didn't think I was going to get teary-eyed about Brittany leaving, and so I'm just wondering how it's going to go down for the rest of the house guests.
Triple emotion.
Guys, it's a very emotional game, honestly.
I know.
Yeah, it can be. Sometimes it's like, yes, thank you for leaving this house. Though, to be fair, I was kind of happy for Brittany because she was not going to make it to the end. She had a really hard, rough time at the beginning, and now she's in jury where she gets to have an awesome vacation paid for by CBS, and she doesn't have to worry about being on the block for the next 4 weeks.
That's true.
And she's a teacher, so she doesn't have to worry about all those kids coming back to school this week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, and all the traffic going back to work this week. Jesus.
I know, right?
Yeah, and like the Delta variant.
God. Yeah, oh yeah.
Yep, Amanda, yeah, I don't know if you know this, but like the jury house is literally a huge vacation house.
Sometimes they call it the bachelor house.
So I
honestly, I just would like to go there.
So I did look up, the jury house because I was very interested. And there's one TikTok video, I think, or maybe it was like an Instagram video showing a tour of the jury house. But then I had work to do, so I couldn't do it. But yeah, I hear that it's amazing and that it's like a vacation. They have a lot more room, and like I think there was one that was like right on the beach or something.
I don't know. They're all amazing. I mean, it's in California, but like, I mean, honestly, I think Kylan kind of did her a favor because she's had a rough go, and there was no way she was going to make it to the end.
And yes, so, we will, Amanda.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we do eventually get to see the jury house. Okay.
Sometimes the jury segments are the best segments.
Yes, that's what you wish for later in the season.
I do want to say I want to piggyback off of Danny's comment. I will say that I was kind of happy to see Brittany go just because I wanted to stop feeling bad for her. And I do just feel bad for her. They really, like, the house just really beat her up. And I just, like, I couldn't handle,
emotionally.
Yeah, emotionally. Not physically. Emotionally really beat her up. And I just couldn't handle watching it anymore. Like, it was hard on my emotions too. Like, I just felt bad for her and I just really wanted to give her a hug. So I'm kind of happy that I don't have to see them put her on the block again, because it's sad every single time they do it, because she doesn't deserve it. She didn't deserve it, but so that's
I think that part of her issue was that she kept getting on the block and then she didn't do anything differently, whereas there are other seasons, like usually there's always somebody that is always on the block. And if you can just like be kind of like happy-go-lucky and being like jokey about it, mm-hmm. it kind of helps out, which she really wasn't.
Well, but her biggest flaw this time was telling people she got 100 BB bucks. Why would you tell people that? Derek X did the same thing. And you don't tell people that you got the top prize because no one wants to keep the person that America likes around. It's a rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all like, screw you, America. We want to get rid of your favorite player.
It's
more like if America likes you, they're gonna give you stuff.
Yes.
So get rid of that.
They'll get more money. And Yeah. But I was also a little surprised at DF and Brittany actually getting the 100. I was not surprised by DX though.
Jim was like, oh, and here we go, Derek F getting 100. And I was like, nah, Derek F's getting like 50. And then he got 100, and Jim's like, see, everyone loves, Jim's still like 100% on the DF train because he doesn't know any spoilers or feeds or anything.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Oh, so I have another question. Promise. Professors, so is it a normal thing to get America involved? Does it happen every season somehow?
In some form or another, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yep. And it usually goes poorly.
This one's pretty tame. I think this one's pretty tame. There are times when it's like, that we're going to put three people on the block and you're going to vote for one of them to be taken off. And it's like, whatever. Like, fuck off. Like,
I don't know. Oh my gosh.
Sometimes there's a saboteur that goes home week one. It all just works out.
That's true. For sure. That was nuts. All right. Thank you for listening to week 7 of the Sloppy Sop. Follow us on Instagram at sloppy.sorting.hat, Twitter at sloppysorting, TikTok at sloppysortinghat, and on Facebook. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, and share our podcast with your friends and frenemies. And if you haven't yet, start listening to Sloppy Sorting Hat, where we sloppily sort the characters from our favorite movies, books, and TV shows.
From outside your computer screens, we're at the halfway point, and I've been on more than half the episodes. I'm going to go retire to the jury house now. This has been the Sloppy Slop. Good night.
I don't want to sound 1,000% petty, but I am.